My first Christmas in Rochester as a new priest was 18 years ago, back in 1998, before many of you were even born. As many of you know, part of my assignment back then was to be the chaplain and instructor of religious education at Leward High School, the old Leward High School. You remember the one back on Center Street. And I distinctly remember my first Christmas in Rochester getting the chapel at the high school ready for Christmas. I went to the closet, pulled out the stable and the box marked Nativity Scene Figures, and inside the box were ceramic figures of the antique creche, carefully wrapped in newspaper. And I started unwrapping the figures one by one. I unwrapped our Blessed Mother. I unwrapped Saint Joseph. I unwrapped the angel. I unwrapped several shepherds and sheep. I unwrapped the ox and the donkey. I unwrapped the three magi. And there was even a camel. And I placed them all carefully in the stable. And then I looked in the bottom of the box. And there in the bottom of the box was absolutely nothing. That's right. Absolutely nothing. There was no baby Jesus. And so I went to the principal's office and I said to Mr. Niggin, "They have taken my Lord and I do not know where they have put him." And we looked and looked and looked in every drawer, every closet, every cupboard, but we found no baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in the manger. So what could I do? I had no other choice but to carefully rewrap every figure, Mary, Joseph, the angel, the shepherds, the sheep, the ox, the donkey, the magi, the camel. I carefully wrapped every figure and I put them all back into the box and I put the box back into the closet. You see, what good is a Christmas nativity scene without Jesus? It doesn't make any sense. It would be like putting on a play about Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and having all the cast of characters show up for the performance except for Joseph. It would be like putting on a Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens without casting anyone in the role of Ebenezer Scrooge. Doesn't make any sense. A nativity scene without Jesus doesn't make any sense. And of course, Christmas doesn't make any sense without Jesus. All the Christmas candles and cards and carols and concerts and candy and cookies, all of these things are meaningless unless they're announcing and singing and proclaiming and celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas only makes sense with Jesus. And there are some in our world that want to have Christmas without Jesus, and they say things such as season's greetings and happy holidays, and we're going to a holiday concert and putting up a holiday tree, but these are absolutely void of any meaning because the season of greetings, this holiday, only has meaning because we're celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. 18 years ago, in my first Christmas here in Rochester, before I put those nativity figures back into the box, I stepped back and I looked at the nativity scene that I had set up, all beautiful, with all of the cast of characters. And I saw how ridiculous it looked. without baby Jesus. Everybody was staring at nothing. The sheep and the Magi and our Blessed Mother and Joseph and the angels, they were all looking at absolutely nothing. They were looking at an empty hole. And I thought, sometimes isn't that the case? Sometimes isn't that the case that there's an empty hole in our life? A void. Something that's missing. Because of whatever experiences I've had, maybe some difficult suffering physically or emotionally or spiritually, maybe because of loneliness, of a separation from someone you love, maybe because of a discouragement or a setback, there's this hole in our lives. And today, into that empty hole comes Jesus, the Word made flesh, who has made his dwelling among us. He comes to fill the void, the hole in our lives. Let the Word become flesh in you this Christmas so that everything will make sense. Without Jesus, our lives, our world doesn't make sense. But with Jesus, everything fits together. Everything has meaning. With Jesus born into our world, we have the power to become children of God, adopted sons and daughters of the Father. With Jesus born into our world, we can receive from him the fullness of his grace upon grace upon grace. Let the Word take flesh in you this Christmas morning. It was a happy act of divine providence that Mr. Niggin, the former principal at Lourdes, was at Mass last night. And he came up to me after Mass, after I told this story, and he said something very, very beautiful. He said, "Well, Father, we may not have found the figure of baby Jesus 18 years ago, but I think we've certainly found him here tonight." Beautiful. We've certainly found him here tonight. I pray that you too will find the infant Lord Jesus, the Word made flesh, here today. Because it's right. Jesus is here. The Christ child is here. He is born for us as he is born for us every day, peacefully and silently, under the appearances of bread and wine. Oh, indeed, he's here. He's going to offer us the most beautiful Christmas present of all, his own body and blood. Venite adoremus. Come, let us adore him.